Hey guys, Andrea here. Welcome to the Andrea Show. This is my podcast. Real quick, under 10 minutes. That's as long as I want to keep you. It's freaking amazing to me. I gave TikTok another chance. I know. I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm out. Deuces. But I came back as soon as TikTok allowed me. I did a live and, you know, I found myself spiritually just a hot mess because we started to talk about the LGBTQI community and how the pronouns are affecting the kids today. It didn't go on for too long, about an hour, as opposed to my gun violence debates that last, you know, sometimes up to 6 hours, give or take. But what I found is that there's so much divisiveness within even the LGBTQIA community. It's like our country is just plagued with a constant reminder that we just can't get along. It don't matter if we're the same sex, if we're the opposite sex. It don't matter if we're left or right. We just can't get it right. Go run and tell that. So anyways, right now I want to talk real quick about gun violence like I do usually on TikTok. I just cannot believe here in my state, you know, it's just an everyday occurrence. Go look it up in Connecticut. I mean, there's not a day that goes by where I'm not being informed on, you know, mainstream media saying, you know, another black person has been killed. And it's just this perpetuation of black people killing each other at high rates. Could it be due to poverty? Sure. Could it be due to high crime? Sure. But what is it that's causing the actual physical deaths? I'm here to tell you that it's the gun. Okay. And don't go on and tell me that, you know, these cities that are plagued, if you will, with gun violence or Democratic cities. And the reason why they are the way they are because they're Democratic cities. That is just insane. Until we get to the core of the issue, which is the people, the community, and the policing and the opportunities within. This is never going to end. I mean, don't you want gun violence to end? And actually, on my TikTok, which I still have quite a big following, almost 100,000 followers, actually, and almost, 2 million in likes. I didn't say exactly. I said almost. Okay, so don't come for me. If you go to my TikTok, you see that it's a little bit less than that. But what I want to say is that a person on TikTok wrote me and said, I cannot believe that a 3-year-old just died. And I'm just like, that's not the first 3-year-old. I mean, 193,000 kids have died since 1996. And no one seems to make it a priority in American, crisis here. You know, everyone wants to talk about the freaking vaccine. In fact, I went on live this morning. I had a really good conversation. I was feeling really positive before I went to my real estate convention, which is real funny. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the gassing that goes on with these speakers that come there and try to tell us to knock on people's doors. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody wants you to knock on their door. Okay. And this is what they're trying to feed us. They're trying to tell us to knock on people's doors and take calls. And I am a millennial. I'm telling you the where, the when, and the how is all on social media platforms. Okay. If you are not old enough to understand that, I just don't know what to tell you. And yes, it takes a while, but anyways, back to gun violence. Don't want to get into that big hoo-ha, but with that said, today is a good time to think about selling your house only because the interest rates are amazing, about 4% in Connecticut. And that's the best it's been since, a decade, you know, it used to be like 20%. So when people tell you that it's not time to buy, excuse me, this is another one of my passions. So let me just get it out. Okay. Then I'll just move on back to gun violence. Woohoo. You're going to hear that, you know, this is not a good time to buy. That's a lie. Because the market will bust. But the thing is this, don't live above your means. Like if the bank gives you $580,000, but you know, in the long run, if something happens to your job, you're only going to be able to afford a mortgage that could put you in the $2,000 bracket. Then what are you doing? Don't just get a house just because you can get it. Get it because you can afford it and it's within your means. Get something that needs a little bit of work. You put money into it. You want to make equity. That's different. So you just got to know what's good for you and your family. You know, some people aren't hurting. Okay. Like people in New York, they're coming to freaking Connecticut, buying up the freaking market. And our numbers here aren't comparable to New York City prices. Okay. They're buying up the inventory because they've been living this unimaginable existence in NYC. Anyway, hopefully they get their COVID restrictions loosened so I can go back and turn up on a weekend. But back to gun violence, just something that's plaguing not only our country, but in the US of A, let me be specific because God knows where you are, but also plaguing our world. You know, right now, Ukraine is being invaded by Russia. What do you think they're invading them with? Okay. You don't think Ukrainians have guns? Come on, man. No freaking AR-15 is going to stop a freaking atomic bomb being dropped in the middle of Ukraine. You have to understand that even if Americans are equipped, it's not going to stop a biochemical war or a suicidal terrorist attack or whatever synopsis crazy people that are involved in wars get themselves into. You understand? So I just can't get the idea of people wanting to have, you know, excessive amount of guns not locked in compartments that are deemed safe for children. I just don't get the obsession with the gun culture. You know, I get it that if you were 5 years old, which is way too young to have a gun. Okay, by the way, people have told me that the first time they held a gun is like 3, 5, 7. That is too freaking young. I don't get why they don't care about the kids who don't have, if you will, good enough parenting to where the parents are watching them and they get accidentally killed because they know how to use a gun but don't understand the severity of it if they drop it or things of that nature. I mean, their cognitive development at the age under 10 isn't even enough to make them reminded that they need to wipe their own butt cheeks every time they take a poop. Okay, I have kids around that age and I have to remind them to take a shower. I have to remind them. And just imagine if they forget to, you know, click the safety switch or something like that. Little minimal mistakes could kill some kid, and maybe not just their kid, maybe your kid if your kid's over there playing. That's why I don't let my kids spend night at nobody's house. I just don't trust nobody anymore. But you know, I realize that I could do better. If you found me here from TikTok because you actually clicked the link in my bio and saw Anchor, the Andrea Show podcast, I just want to thank you. Because I just feel like the over censorship on TikTok is really getting old. I think we're all getting tired of it. Can't you say that? I'm really looking forward for the next wave. It's just not going to be TikTok. I honestly told my kids at one point when they really aren't into TikTok as much. They post, they're into animation, but they're not really into getting TikTok famous. I believe I have gotten it, but could you believe that TikTok, who said that they backed the BLM and black creators, have not only over censored me when I don't do nothing, I just speak my thoughts. Which you would think in a country that, you know, values the Constitution, would appreciate the First Amendment. No, they have censored me through and through, and not just me, tons of people. You know, to censor black creators is, to me, it's hypocrisy at best. You know, maybe Trump should have banned it. I used to think like Trump was freaking being a big jerko, but maybe he should have banned it. Maybe he had reason. Maybe he knew something that we didn't know. You know, I do feel like it is still being run by maybe Chinese workers because the fact that people are getting censored for speaking their mind in a country that really values freedom of speech is hypocrisy and it's just so cruelsome to ban somebody that puts in effort in content creating on TikTok because they're making billions of dollars. We're making cents on the dollar. You want to talk about capitalism? TikTok is the epitome of what capitalism does. They make all this money off marketing. And yes, I have been steered to purchase marketing tools to make my videos go viral, you know. And I have this theory real quick before I go. Because like I said, I only want to keep you for a 10-minute, not a long minute. Too long, but I really believe that a lot of people that gotten successful off of TikTok paid for their marketing. You know, all you gotta do is put $100 and it could reach 144,000 people or whatnot. If you are rich, you could spend $5,000 a month into marketing and your videos are going to be seen because that's just how marketing works. I mean, even Facebook has it. You know what I mean? So is it really Charli D'Amelio that got famous, or really it was that she was rich and was capable of marketing her dances? Because I don't know about you, I'm not really impressed. I mean, yeah, TikTok dances are cool. She's a cute girl. I think she would have been better off getting like a cute little movie deal as opposed to getting famous off TikTok by dancing, you know, and not only dancing, but also, you know, copying black creators. You know, it really just speaks volume of where we are in America. So basically an African-American girl can get 100 million followers, but a white girl that looks like the girl next door can copy those dances and get fame off of it. And the black girl gets some followers, but doesn't really get the same attention. You know, it is what it is. You could say that Charli D'Amelio is just a little bit more attractive or more appealing or better at dancing, but it doesn't negate the fact that it just seems to always be a puzzle that is needed to be successful, and that's to be a part of the status quo. With that said, I'm out. Let's pray for Ukraine. okay? And let's pray for everybody that's having to leave their homes. It's so sad, right? All right, keep tuning in. I'll try to do this as much as humanly possible. Please message me if you would like to do a podcast with me, because all you have to do is call me on here and we will be in business. Thank you for showing up and keep dreaming. What, you guys thought I forgot about that little tagline? How long you been following me? Point blank period. Come back.